Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. Water, they say, is the stuff of life. And they're not wrong. Everybody needs water. And depending on your age, you need anywhere from 64 to 104 ounces of water per day, or 8 to 13 cups. Now, a woman in Australia, she overdid her water consumption in an effort to, quote, flush out an infection. She started drinking 4 liters of water a day. That's about 17 cups. And she ended up in the hospital with water toxicity. In a nutshell, she was slowly drowning herself. So, yeah, water is the stuff of life, but it can also mess you up. A man is suing Disney World after he was injured on one of their water slides. Now, sure, he was 30 pounds heavier than the safety guidelines allowed, but he's suing. Believe it or not, for only $50,000. Go figure. Meanwhile, a kid in New York City, he's suing the American Dreams Water Park after getting injured on one of their water slides. But frankly, when it says a 14-story drop, maybe you should anticipate that something bad might happen. Yeah. That's just me. Now, sometimes it's the water. It's not the water itself that's dangerous, but what's in the water. A few months ago, a Texas woman died from a brain-eating amoeba after cleaning her sinuses with tap water. And then, of course, we have countless stories of shark attacks, crocodile attacks, and if you happen to be in Spain or headed towards Spain, guess what? The orcas are back, baby. You might remember last year they started attacking sailboats and motorboats. Well, they're back, and they seem to enjoy tearing the rudders off of boats. And again, as best scientists can tell, the reason they're doing it, it's fun. But now there's more orcas doing it because they have trained orcas saying, hey, come off the coast of Spain, just rip the rudders off. It's great fun.
Jesus.
Get in.
One of the quotes was, it was terrifying. Yeah, I bet it was. But today we're talking about water, H2O, the drink. It sure does the body good, but let's face it, sometimes water does you dirty. Maybe your house flooded, maybe you stepped on a puddle, your toilet exploded, we don't know. But today we want to know, why was water important to the story?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Charles, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,387. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
Jeez.
Our categories today: natural disasters around the world and the cost of groceries.
So what do you mean natural disasters around the world? Like the costliest ones? Areas get hit with, like, what?
We've all lived through at least maybe one or two.
Sure.
If you are from Seattle, more than likely... Or maybe not. In your lifetime, you've been through an earthquake.
Earthquake, yeah.
If you've been in Arizona, you've been through what they call a haboob.
Haboob!
I've been in a haboob.
If you've lived on the... that's right, down in Burning Man, right?
Yep.
And if you've lived on the Atlantic, in any part, from Maine all the way down to Florida, there's hurricanes. If you were here, I don't know, 50 years ago, 45 years ago, you experienced the eruption of a volcano.
Yeah, that's a significant one.
There's flash
floods, fires, tornadoes.
You live in the Midwest or Oklahoma, tornadoes.
Mudslides.
That's exactly right. Heat waves. I mean, you know, all those things.
Heat waves. Wind storms. Snow storms.
Nor'easters.
Ice storms.
That's right.
Yeah, so, nor'easters.
These are the top 10 greatest natural disasters that you can deal with.
All right. The top 10.
The top 10.
The greatest.
The Spanish Four. The Nino.
Well, basically what they said was they, so the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina was, I believe, last Friday.
Shouldn't we have a different word for an anniversary of something negative?
And Ted, I did watch the first two episodes of the Katrina special. So I still have to watch the third. But it's, but it's pretty good. But with that, they just said they asked the scariest natural disasters.
All right.
Which you would not want to deal with. So we have those for you. And then, good news, not that you haven't already noticed this, but in the United States of America, we have the 10 most expensive places to buy groceries, as far as cities go.
Cities, okay.
All right. Does a lot of this have to do with distance?
Distance as far as?
Like a Honolulu or an Anchorage.
You know what? That's a great question.
They probably figure into it, but I'd say Seattle.
They do.
For
They absolutely do. But you know what? That's the weird thing. That used to be the norm, and now everything else is kind of coming up and competing with those cities.
Yay!
Just based on the fact that they used to be so remote, in a way. It's kind of hard to get the food there.
That doesn't seem good, Miles.
It doesn't. And you'll be happy to know that we live very close to one of the areas.
Oh, yeah.
That is included on this list.
But really? After my Rainier Cherry experience, saying, huh.
Really high up there. Yeah. I mean, high up there. It's almost to the point where, depending on what you buy, I mean, if you can carry out, maybe it's just me, two bags of groceries and you've spent $100, you've done some pretty good bargain shopping.
Yes.
If you get some good stuff. I mean, it is right there on that number. Now, Trader Joe's or other places like that, they'll give you a little bit of a break. You don't realize how much money you're spending. Then you walk out and you go, man,
that's
crazy.
I know.
And most of the time when you go someplace else, you don't typically go to their grocery stores. So you don't understand the difference. Now, when I go down to my uncle's house, we go to the grocery store because he doesn't want me eating his food. So the first thing we do is we go in there to buy what you're going to eat for the week. And I can't believe
everything.
The cost of the groceries.
Groceries, gas, Uber, you name it, man. We pay more here than almost anywhere else.
So those are our categories. Natural disasters and the cost of groceries. As we play, your guess is as good as mine coming up. That's at 4:30 on the program. Also, very excited today to announce to you that the men's room is now available live for your viewing pleasure on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Pleasure is subjective, but yes.
Ryan came in and he said, what did you guys, come up with any special outfits? And I looked around the room and I was like, apparently not.
No.
We did not do that. We are going to.
Did he seriously ask you that?
Sure.
Well,
he just asked if, you know, we dressed ourselves and that we didn't look like, you know, piles of garbage coming in here today.
Look, it's radio, okay? And we said this before. If you're good looking, you're on TV. Mm-hmm. Radio is TV for ugly people. We look ugly. We dress ugly. It just is what it is, right?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to Steve Jobs it and just wear a black shirt every day.
It's not a bad call.
Right?
Not a bad call.
Right. Yeah. One last thing to think about in the morning. Just
boom.
Steve Jobs, Ted Smith.
Yeah, we've been trying this on a test run basis for a while now. I want to say there's 4 or 5 episodes that are up already. If you want to go back and watch, say, for example, the 20th anniversary show from Friday.
Yeah.
That is all up there for your viewing pleasure as well.
So, correct.
And there's probably 3 or 4 others. We're going to do this every day if you're around the computer and you just want to watch us do our thing. There's a lot that we're worried about, to be honest with you. Things that are concerning. For example, no offense. Sometimes, you know, maybe you'll say something dumb and I'll roll my eyes. Just like you do in your car when I say something dumb, right? But the difference is now you can see me roll my eyes, throw my hands up and mouth. You know, so you know.
I worried about it initially, and then once we started rolling, we were beta testing it the last couple of weeks, and I remember Ted and I gave each other a look. Some caller said something remarkably stupid, and we just gave each other the look of, you did hear this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I don't care, right? It is what it is.
Right.
And again, the people on TV, they can't do that. Like, I feel bad for Steve Rabel,
well,
I thought was the best at it, right? So, if you know, whether it's local or national news, sometimes news is just stupid. I don't mean politics and all that, but just something stupid, but they're supposed to deliver this with a straight face. And I always thought Steve Rabel had this ability just with his eyebrows to telegraph his exact thoughts about the story he's telling you without changing his voice.
Yeah.
He didn't change his face, or it's just this billionth of a second that says, I know this is stupid. I just have to tell you this. And I always appreciated that about him.
Yeah.
I don't have that gift. I think I'm a little more expressive.
You know, a pick of the nose or a scratch of the nose looks like a pick.
It does, man. You rub your nose almost like you picked your nose.
I'm worried about hand motions, too. We do a lot of that.
I talk with my hands a lot. I didn't realize that until we started beta testing this. And I'm like, okay, got some Italian in me.
So if you don't know a lot about YouTube, here's how this shakes out, okay? So if you're watching it at your office or at home, when the music comes on, that music is licensed. And so you're not going to hear the songs. A lot of the segments, including Sit and Spin. A lot of people will email
really it. Just Sit and Spin.
We're Sit and Spin on, let's say, our daily podcast. The reason that's not there is because some of these service providers that carry our podcast and put them out there, they're not licensed for music.
Correct.
So we are on Odyssey. So on the Odyssey app. But when we blanket put it out there, we can't put it out on any of them. Because, you know, we could get in trouble. So when we go to these, so we're going to have some stuff to fill in the blanks that we'll make an announcement on that shortly.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of ideas and things. Maybe some old highlights from back in the day or whatever we've got on file. And we'll build that file as we go along. But this is the initial launch of this, obviously. So like anything else, there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve. You can also leave comments.
Yeah.
On there.
They already are.
Read them right now.
We can interact with you. I'll read some of the comments there that you can see, Miles.
A lot of them are mean, Miles.
What are they saying?
Let's see. Like, Tracy says, I can see you all, which is great. Tyson says, seeing how the sausage is made, which is fun.
Yeah.
Let's see. I can't say what Mike said there. Just said, what's up, guys? Amy says, hey, guys, so weird to watch the faces with the voices. Does Mike always look so serious? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Check out Miles's nose in HD. There we go.
This is going to be fun. We're not going to regret this at all.
No volume during the break.
You can't imagine.
You know what I thought about, too? This is going to be great. So I'm pretty sure my nose is so screwed up. And I had a deviated septum repair.
Yeah.
But I've got post-nasal drip that's really affecting my throat and everything else. So basically what they've told me now is I'm going to need a nose job.
All right.
For real.
Now, what I mean a nose job is, I mean, they're going under the hood and they are rebuilding the entire inside of this bed.
You're going to get a different look?
I don't think the look is going to change. It's just that
can you request one?
Yeah.
Like, look, if they're already going to be there.
I love my nose. What are you talking about?
I mean,
it's gorgeous.
You already have a penis.
Why do you think I should change it? Is there something wrong with it?
Nothing at all. It makes your face, Miles.
I mean, you're on YouTube now, man.
I think I'm going to have like bandages all over my face. I think I want to talk like this for like a week or two. Which is going to be great.
So you might as well get whatever you want.
Blackened eyes.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Like, I can take my car into the shop, but also maybe be like, hey, while you're in there, I'm going to change the headlight.
I mean, they do it without even asking. You know what else you need to do? This, and this.
I was going to ask them to make it bigger.
You make a bigger nose.
So I can breathe more air in. I'm actually going to be able to breathe out of my nose. But it will be, it's going to be pretty ugly on video for a while.
I
know that, but I thought
I'm just saying, look, dude, it's fine. It's fine.
I just didn't know we were flexing on you every day, breathing in and out of our noses.
Oh, one day I'm going to be able to, which is going to be fantastic. You know, you thought you had sleep apnea. Wait till you can breathe out of your nose when you sleep.
So now these comments are distracting. They're like, well, you guys are doing, or the Daily Migs Show going to do it? Maybe. Look, here's the thing.
Not going to rule it out.
They're beta testing it on us. Because no better people to experiment than us, for Christ's sake. So I know eventually they would like to do that. Maybe some of the other stations. I don't know. It depends
how
this goes. Who?
They could ask the morning show. We're just trying to do this thing right now.
Yeah.
Are they going to do it? I don't know. Mm-hmm. We're trying to figure it out ourselves.
I will say another fun reason to go and watch the YouTube stream is the audio that we collect out of there is pre-delay, if you know what I mean.
So when they drop the bombs.
That's right. You get to hear everything. If Ted screws up on FCC, you're going to hear it. They're all
so live. So it's at KISW Rock.
Correct.
If you're at the party on Saturday, hopefully you got a chance to meet Tim. He's the one doing all this stuff.
Yes, sir.
And we launched today. So this is all new to us.
Yep.
We will figure it out as we go along.
Well,
Tim's already done a great job of setting this thing up.
To me, like, I mean, Tim's got to figure it out. I just need to be here.
We are light years ahead of a lot of people that already do this type of thing.
Oh, God.
As far as what I've seen on graphics and shows and everything else, there's some cool effects that Tim's got in there.
Yeah, I know.
So it really is it's a different way to check out the show at KISW Rock if you want to watch us on YouTube. But it's kind of weird to be on camera all the time as far as just...
It is a little weird, man.
You know, I mean, obviously... The cocaine days are over with. We can't just snort it right on the counter. Now we got to go into the bathroom. You can't just smoke weed, you know, like we used to in here.
That's a hard life you live.
I know. We're going to have to.
I know.
Be on our best behavior. Not come in here like eyes half open. Like, oh, God.
That I can't. I mean, that's just how it's going to be if it's that day, man.
If you're having a hard time finding the YouTube channel, go to KISW.com. It's the top link that we got on there. That'll take you right to it. Yeah. Also, subscribe to KISW to Rock to get those notifications when we're going live and all that fun stuff.
I don't know that we should have started the day after the first Sunday of NFL football.
I was saying to Steve outside, I'm just so tired from the party, which was awesome on Saturday.
It was good.
We have a ton of thank yous on that. The 20th anniversary party of Black Raven. The bands were fantastic. New Originals kicked ass.
Oh, Mike crushed
the Soundgarden tribute. Outshine.
Outshine. That guy's voice.
It's ridiculous. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I told him afterwards. I said, dude, you sing so well. He's like, thank you. I said, but it pisses me off. I want to punch you in the throat. It just does. Yeah. I wish I could sing that.
Two other people said, I used to think I could sing.
You can't. No. If you're going to compare yourself to this guy, just know you can't.
Stoned Evergreen Travelers basically brought the place down.
They're a blast.
And we just want to thank Black Raven. They opened up the back of the brewery for us.
Yeah, where we were is not normally where they have people hanging out.
That's awesome.
That's where they brew the beer. And for us, for a very limited release there, they did a watermelon lager. Now, I kept jumping up and I was drinking these things pretty quick because I had one and then it was gone. I knew that there was a couple kegs, so I was going to get as many as I could before those kegs blew because everyone was up there. I had one.
After 10. And then we talked about it the first time we went up on stage and everybody drank it.
Yeah, and they were like, yeah, dude, the kegs are blown.
And
like,
it's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, and basically that's the way it went down. Like I saw when they took the sign down, I was like, no. 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 And Black Raven has so many good beers.
Hell yeah.
So I was like drinking the Pilsner Lime. I had a couple IPAs from us.
We were there for five hours.
So it was easy, just steady drink and have a good time. Thanks to the Cut Shop. Those guys set up out front, and they were making tacos. They had the men's room beer brats from Willie's Famous Sausage.
I got a bite of one of those.
So they were grilling those
for my son. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, dude, can I have a bite of my own goddamn sausage? I am starving. Mm-hmm. He was very begrudging, kind of one of those.
All right, Dad.
Like, sorry. Sorry to put you out, man.
Right.
The chocolates were there.
The Sanko chocolates were there.
Absolutely. I forgot how good those were.
I know.
They are so good.
I saw Ken and Donnie talking to Ted. And I'm like, did you guys try the chocolates yet? They're like, chocolates. I think they're right there. Right there in front of you.
I
went and bought a big old bag of them, brought them over. I'm like, tell me. They just ate them. Like,
I know, man.
I had a couple people come up to me and tell me they got some chips and salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Nice.
But they specifically were like, the one guy was like, she didn't dip responsibly, dude. And I was like, what? Damn. She was like, I just ate it. I was like, all right.
Well, do you have salsa on your shirt? You know, there's telltale signs.
I just tell people to dip responsibly. But if you choose yourself to go irresponsible, go through a container, go ahead.
You can't control it, man.
Yesterday was football.
They always say don't drink and drive. In the end, it's your decision.
Right.
But they're responsible.
Like people were drinking responsibly out there, too. We had Mercury's Coffee out there giving everybody coffee and Italian sodas out there.
I sent so many kids over there. I was like,
I know.
Is mom or dad having a beer? Yeah, go get an Italian soda.
My kid was sucking one down.
Here's a funny story. So I'm talking to the owner of Mercury's Coffee.
All right.
And I said, I love your K-Cups. And I was like, I drink them a lot. I was like, I've got like, 12 of those, whatever. And he's like, where did you buy them? And I'm like, where did I buy them? I'm like, Market Town? I'm like, I don't remember, man. And he's like, I don't know where I got them. And I'm like, I got them at the golf tournament. That's exactly where I got them.
Yeah.
It didn't even dawn on me. I was like, if I could have remembered that. Like, yeah, you were at a golf tournament.
Right.
Because I was just on one hole.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't see those guys that much because they were kind of out at their own hole.
Sure.
And doing their stuff. That's where I got the K-Cups. I love that crap. That is a great coffee company. They're basically just on the east side is a problem.
Yeah, so I've been over there once. My kid had some lesson. I don't remember. My wife said, look, you need to go to this place. To be fair, I did not get coffee when I went there, but I got a sandwich, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah. They're right beside the cut shop up there if you're in Woodinville.
Christ,
yeah.
Okay.
So they were really good people, too.
They sure fired up. Yeah, it was a great day. Bo, Mike, all the people at Black Raven, thank you so much. If you could, please just brew another batch of that watermelon beer, man.
You sold out two kegs in no time.
I'll bring my friends up. We'll watch football on Sunday, or Saturday, or whatever the deal is. Just bring some food in, man. Get one of your food trucks up there and just chug that beer. It was no disrespect to the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. I love it. I'm just telling you, watermelon beer, if I ever see it on the menu, it's like a banana milkshake. I almost go, oh, my God. It's like, I cannot believe.
Well, that's what I was telling them. I was like, it's like you're,
you never find it on the menu, though.
But there's a where's the last time you had a banana? And not like Baskin Robbins. I mean, just like a standard.
Okay, where could you go get a root beer float?
I feel like places.
Baskin
they
Robbins?
Can do that.
That's what I'm saying. If it's on the menu, like, oh, root beer float.
Sure. I just feel like that's more prevalent than the banana milkshake.
It is.
Okay.
That's why it's a unicorn.
Okay.
So when I see it, it's like watermelon beer.
Correct. You know, there's not a lot of watermelon beers, but I'm with Miles. When I see it, I buy it.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's that good. It's that good. So thank you for everyone that came up and hung out. Hopefully we got a chance to talk to you in one form or fashion But what a great place. I hope everybody had a good time.
I did, man.
I had a blast. It seemed like everyone was having fun.
It was a great day.
As usual, everyone is incredibly well-behaved, incredibly polite. And everyone had a smile on their face, so it was a good time for us.
I thought people were super high, though. I'm just saying, as far as the smiles on the face, it's like there's a smile because you're happy, and there's a smile because you are stoned. And I'm saying it was about 50-50.
Somebody gave me a joint that looked like it was just covered in gold dust of keef and oil. And I just
what happened to the shrooms, man? I'm the shroom guy. I know you don't tell me you did them, all right? You did not do shrooms.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't do them.
I wanted to do them. Who did them?
I didn't do them.
You son of a...
I did not do them.
Who'd you give them to that did them?
I don't know.
Because someone told me, hey, man, he's got shrooms. I said, yes, I'm going to take them all because he doesn't do shrooms. I love shrooms.
I'm
going to
hold him hostage and trade for some weed. Because I know you guys got a bunch that you're supposed to give me and didn't.
That's true.
Our question, why was water an important part of the story? 206-803-ROCKS.
Text the...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Hey, one more thing here before we get into the question. So Saturday, I'll go Sango Chocolates was up there. We talked about the chocolates, the truffles, how delicious they are. And they are. So they put the different versions of the Black Raven beer, including our IPA, into their truffles. And that's kind of in the middle. I know it sounds weird. You taste it and you go, wow, this is unbelievable, right?
Right.
So with the money they made yesterday, I believe they're going to take about $800 and give that to the three local Fisher House locations.
Oh, nice.
So thank you guys for buying the chocolates up there. That is that's a nice little a bonus, so to speak. Okay, back to the question, which is this. Why was water an important part of the story? We'll start with this one. Pods of killer whales are once again attacking boats along the coast of Spain, striking fear into the hearts of local sailors. As Live Science reports, the orcas have been singling out sailboats and tearing off their rudders, again drawing attention to the large sea mammals' changing behaviors, with experts suggesting that orcas are teaching each other how to take down sailing vessels.
Let me show you something, son.
And if you're going to do this in any part of the world that has beautiful women, this is a great spot to be.
I'm sure that's what the killer whales are thinking. Like, look, the chicks are hot.
Look, in Valencia off the coast, we're going to dump this boat in the water. Look at that.
Right.
Wow, that is incredible. They don't care if it's a sailboat or a motorboat. They look for the rudder to break them. They just push it with their head until it breaks, and that's basically it.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently, over the weekend, orcas had ripped off a wooden sailing ship's rudder off the Galician coast in northwestern Spain. So that's on the Atlantic. The truth is, we were very frightened. In fact, we completely freaked out when we realized the orcas were ramming the boat. Yeah, that freaked me out, too. They do note that earlier this year, a pod of orcas rammed a British sailboat off the northern coast. So our question, why was water an important part of the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
Man, congrats on the 20, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you, dude. Appreciate it.
I got a couple things real quick. Miles, Thrill, you guys seem okay. Mike seems pretty awesome. Ted, we got to talk about the Western chapter of the your fan club, bro. I'm the comptroller.
There's all right.
Things we need to talk about.
All right. Yeah. We'll work on it.
You need to send him a detailed email.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, we can't talk about it over the phone.
Obviously but, not. Man's listening.
Obviously not, my friend. You know that.
I know that. We know that.
Yeah. So, some water. You guys go fishing ever?
Well, sure.
Yeah.
You guys ever do any of that real fishing, like with fly rods?
I've done them for you.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's your version of real fishing, I think the people in Alaska would beg to differ.
Sure.
Well, no, that's, it's a whole other story. However, my mom and dad have a really nice place on a really awesome river in southeastern Washington called the Grand Ronde River.
All right.
It's a really, really, really awesome river. You know, you walk out back to their house and you fish. We don't do none of that wussy ass spin reel fishing. We fly fish, you know, kind of like the Robert Redford movie.
A river runs through it.
Exactly. The aptly named. Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
Yep. Thank you. So in order to do that, you got to wear hip waders because you got to get out in the water. You got to wear hip waders. And you guys familiar with hip waders?
Yeah.
So they can get away from you if you're not careful because they'll fill with water. And I found myself rolling down that river, losing my footing. And it's honestly kind of hard to talk about because I was watching my mom and dad on their deck 300 yards away as I'm flowing down this river after losing my footing and feeling my damn hip waders get filled up with water. And there was the whole process took about 3 minutes maybe. But there was a solid 30 to 45 seconds where I said to myself, John, you might die right now.
Yeah. Did you manage to get out of them and lose them, or were you able to save them?
So, not to make it too long, but, you know, where they live, there's a deep pool upriver, and it narrows down into three channels with two kind of rock bar islands.
Oh, so you could just go down and fish
really
them out.
Narrow and fast. Say again?
You could just walk down after you got out of them, go down, pick them up, and bring them to shore.
I never got out of them, my friend. I was out in the river. I lost my footing. I turned around into the sun and kind of lost perspective and slipped and banged my knee, and it hurt really bad. And then I turned back up river. And the current just kind of knocked my feet out from under me, and I fell forward into the current. The waders were tight, but they weren't tight enough. They started filling up with water, and I could not get my footing. At that point, the river is moving maybe 8 miles an hour, and it's about 3 feet deep, and it's headed towards the rapids, and I bounced my way down, like, face forward, and then feet forward, downhill, bounced off of the rocks. I was about 20 feet away from the shore, and it was getting close to where everything narrows down. There's big boulders. There was, you know, white water. I was rolling through white water, and the whole time I'm holding my fishing rod up, kind of like Brad Pitt when he really rolls down the river and has a hold of the fish, but I didn't have a hold of the fish. And I can see my mom and dad out on the porch, 300 yards away. On
just
the
laughing
the
their ass off.
No, they were waving.
Thank God he's gone.
Tears. My mom was in tears. It was awesome. You guys can let me go. Thank you.
Oh, it's good. She was crying tears of joy. She was hoping she'd have one more pork chop for dinner.
But at least Brad Pitt did have a fish on the line in that scene.
And his hair did look good.
Yeah.
It was basically that scene, but I didn't have a fish, and it was awful, man. And I hurt myself. And it wasn't good, man, but I was so freaking lucky.
Like, it sounds
I'm
like it.
Hung yeah. up on something. It was bad, my friends. It was bad, my friends. Thank you for the good work, and thank you for the show. I love you guys. I hope to meet you in person one of these days. Ted, we got to talk about the fan club.
Yeah, I know. You guys got to
get on that, man.
You got to get together.
I haven't been up to date.
Just email them.
Western chapter, right?
Western chapter.
I told you to keep an eye on those guys.
Not the Texas chapter.
No, they're good.
The Western chapter. I haven't been out there, all right?
Yeah, man, you gotta put in the work, Ted.
Yeah, you gotta show up on a horse, you gotta fly fish.
Jesus.
They set their own ground rules that they didn't even ask.
Right. Oh, it's wild.
I'm not gonna get my cut.
That's why Robbie Knievel lived out there.
Yeah.
It was only Washington's finest. It's like the woman who knocked the girl in the knee with a baton at the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Tonya Harding.
Yeah.
Robbie Knievel. You only get the finest on the peninsula.
That is quality.
Of Washington
quality
State.
Stuff.
That guy did have two things working against him, though. A, rivers are dangerous. Then yep. B, like, once he's like, my waders filled up. Like, yeah, that sounds completely dangerous.
That's an issue. Yeah. Yes.
Why was water an important part of the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Amber. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So we were at a bachelorette party at 88 Keys in Seattle.
All right.
And right off the bat, they order a round of Patron for everyone. And I'm next to the bachelorette's neighbor, and she's like, oh, I don't do tequila. And I'm like, me neither. And so I take our plastic water cups while everybody's talking, combined our water, put the Patron into one cup, put water into our Patron shots, and then, you know, yay, shots, and take it. Nobody is any wiser go about somebody shows up late and decides to buy the Bachelorette another shot, and she goes to chase it with our Patron water cup.
And
proceeded to have to run to the bathroom immediately.
How much did she just down? Two or three big gulps?
Oh, yeah, God. Two full shots of Patron right after her other shot.
I was going to say, right, at any time, drinking something you don't expect to have alcohol in it, and it does,
yep,
just alarming and shocking.
Oh, it absolutely is.
It hit her all the wrong way.
I think drinking something that doesn't have alcohol in it is shocking.
So did you guys get outed as a result of that, or did she just think you guys were really putting it on?
Oh, no, absolutely. She knew it was me because I'm just a beer girl. Uh-huh. I'm usually always trying to avoid the shots. So she immediately was like, that's Amber. Yep.
See, that's where you and I are different, because a lot of times I'll say, man, I don't drink this, but I'll drink it if you give it to me. Like, oh, man, I really don't want this. I really don't like it, but I'm going to drink it.
Yeah. There's very few things I'll say like no, like definite no. Like,
what's a definite no for you?
Probably Malort.
Okay.
I don't find it funny. I think it's disgusting.
What does it taste like, for real?
Oh, I don't know how to describe
it's
it.
It's horrible.
I mean, like,
why is it such a big Chicago thing?
It never left that area. Mm-hmm. And then it's become like a new thing to like buy shots of it for people because it's so gross.
Just buy a Mellow Corn. I mean, Mellow Corn is better. If you're saying I can tolerate
Mellow Corn is better than Malort.
I just never had it. So is it more on the wine tip? Is it pepperminty? What is
no,
it?
Abstinence? No.
I'm telling you, it tastes like a sweat sock. It's like somehow been in the sun, but is yet still damp.
Mm-hmm. But why is it only just in this one pocket of the world? Like, it's nowhere else.
Well, that's why.
Because
nobody else ever wanted it.
Okay.
But Chicago, right. It's like some old thing that's been there. It's like, look.
I didn't know if it was like an old German thing or
something. I'm just saying that.
There's a reason that it hasn't spread.
Correct.
Right? Like, the ancient Egyptians and Germans, like, they produce beer. And you can find beer around the world because everyone said, hey, you guys are onto something. Jack Daniels, and now a lot of Japanese whiskeys, but Jack Daniels is kind of the standard bearer internationally for how people perceive whiskey. And wherever you take it, people are happy to see it. Malort, it never, look, even Mellow Corn has made it out of wherever. Where does that come from?
Probably Iowa.
All right, either
way. I mean, I'm just assuming Nebraska, right. Someplace where corn is
prevalent. It has even trickled out of there. You know, Mad Dog, well,
it doesn't really have a taste
sake.
It doesn't really have a taste to it. It's just basically straight corn alcohol.
And it's still better than Malort. Like, seriously.
Yeah, Malort's just gross.
It's just bad. There's no redeeming
quality.
Because
I know a bar in Fremont that's got it.
What, Malort?
Yeah. And yeah. People order it. And I've seen it go, oh, and it does look like anyone's got this terrible look on their face.
Really?
Yeah, they'll serve it up tonight at the Chicago Bears game at Petoskey's.
Okay.
People will drink to live in
Chicago Bears.
Stuff. All right, maybe because they're from Chicago, they're used to it.
Is it like Vegemite? Like, if you like it, you like it?
That's not a bad comparison.
What's the digestif one that, like, is big in San Francisco? Oh, Fernet. So I don't mind Fernet, but most people hate it. But it's only big in San Francisco. It's big around the world, but it doesn't. They tried to push it up here, and people were kind of like, ugh.
What about Ouzo? Can you drink Ouzo?
Reluctantly, I will still do like a drink of it.
I think it's kind of like bad.
It's on the Rumbleman's tip.
No.
It's not too far from that.
No, yes, it is.
Pepperminty flavor.
Ah,
I just had one last week.
Dude. Yeah, a couple of months ago, I was like, I'll be a Rumpelmintz guy. And that lasted about a month and a half.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's still a pretty good time.
You can have a good time.
All right, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Why was water an important part of the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
So, been listening to your guys' show for like 4 or 5 years. First time caller. I absolutely love your show.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
I'm glad I found it. So, this actually took place about 12 or 13 years ago. This happened during the winter. I was hanging out with my cousin, and we got bored, and we decided to go to one of the lakes around where I lived. Well, the lake had frozen over, obviously, because it was a cold winter. Anyways, while we were roaming around the lake area, we found a shopping cart somewhere on the side. We took the shopping cart, took it out to the dock, and we rolled the shopping cart out onto the lake. So it went, just basically rolled out to the middle of the lake on the ice. Well, we come to find out it was either later that night or the next day. Apparently, a group of teenagers or younger kids decided that they wanted to go out and try to retrieve the shopping cart from the middle of the lake. Well, didn't go so well. Apparently, one of the kids fell through the ice and ended up drowning in the lake.
Oh, Jesus. God! How old were you when you guys did this?
I was just about 30. I don't think I was quite 30 yet. We were 28, 29 years old.
Jesus.
Oh, my God,
so,
man.
How guilty did you feel about that?
I felt pretty guilty after I heard it happen. To be honest,
I mean, you didn't know. Did you know definitively that they were going out for the shopping cart, and that's why the kid went through?
Yeah, because they. I didn't see it, but I read there was a news story about it. It was either the next day or the day after that. Wow. But there was a news story about it, and they said that's what had happened. Is they went out to try to retrieve the shopping cart and ended up falling through the ice and drowning.
What does that even feel like, to the best of your description, to read that and understand that in some way you had an impact on that?
Well, honestly, I thought I was in huge trouble. I thought, for some reason, I thought the cops were going to come knocking at my door, because for some reason or not, we basically assisted in that by doing something stupid. But after, like a week or so, I wasn't so worried about that, but yeah, I felt kind of guilty threw the cart out there.
I mean, you cannot control what other people are going to do.
Correct.
But yeah,
you don't expect that. That was not the intent.
Right.
But what happened was that.
Wow, man.
That's crazy.
That is,
My biggest problem with a shopping cart is just finding one that doesn't have a crappy wheel on it.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, that's as big as I can.
How far do you make it into the store before you decide, like, I got to get it?
Immediately turn around.
I immediately.
I feel like it's going to shake, and it's got like a piece of string on it, and it feels like it's locking up.
I just don't want that loud one.
I don't mind the loud one. As long as it can push straight, I don't mind if it's loud.
Then the wheel that spins around like this, like 360 all the time.
Yeah.
It's never going to straighten out.
How often do they do maintenance on shopping carts? Just generally, if I go to Safeway, say out of every 100 shopping carts, 3 of them are kind of bum.
Well, the ones
carts
I see on the Burke Gilman Trail need a little work.
Well, sure. They use those as grills. Yeah.
Why was water an important part of the story? 206-803-ROCK.
I will say, like, it's not often you get a bad one.
I think that's why it pisses you off. If you expected it, you'd be like, it's just par for the course. But, like, when you get, because you realize everyone else at the grocery store does not have that. So even when they're walking by you, they kind of give you that feel bad for you look. And one or two people, you know damn well, they were like, I grabbed that one too.
It's also time of day, right? So, like, if I go after work, like, I'll stop, get some soda water or something tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's 6:30. Like, all right, low traffic or low cart, high traffic.
Yeah.
Sunday, I was fired up. I was in that store at like 8:30, 8:45 a.m. It's a sea of good carts. Took my time, picked the right one, made sure she was rolling smooth.
Did you actually test it before you take it out?
Sunday morning, I did. I was really? Like, look, I'm up. I'm at this grocery store waiting for my coffee. Like, bah. Not that guy.
About five.
This guy.
Maybe longer than this. 5 or some years ago, my kids wanted to do like a holiday dinner at my house. They already did one at their mom's. So I go on like Christmas, the 23rd, 24th, whatever. All whatever the Saturday was or the Sunday was. The Fred Meyer in Ballard is packed. I find a parking space. I walk in. I look. There are no carts. None.
They are really?
All back out on the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
It is cold.
Yeah.
It is rainy. There's one left, and it's the fire truck. And I'm like, you know what? Why not? It wasn't as big as the ones that I remember. It was basically a two-seater side to side for two little kids in the front. So I took it. So I just started putting stuff in the seats and all that stuff. And like the looks I got
in
the Fred Meyer are the looks that, you know, people get who like put their animal in a baby carriage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You could have walked and got one from one of the satellite spots.
I could have.
Yeah,
I could have, but that was the only one left. I really just needed to get. I pretty well filled that thing up.
I hope some mom and dad walked in there with two kids.
Look at me,
and they have nothing.
But there's like a little steering wheel on the damn thing.
I know what they look like, but they're for people with children.
That's right. Well, I had children. They're just adults.
That doesn't count.
It was seriously kind of fun. I was just walking around this thing like, man, I got like a fire truck. Anyway, why was water an important part of the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.